Hi, I'm Coleman with your East Texas News Report. Good morning, East Texas, and praise the Lord for a blessed Thursday to live out our faith and freedom in this great land of liberty and opportunity. It's November 13th, 2025, and we stand firm in our conservative, evangelical Christian values, rooted in the unchanging, eternal truth of God's holy word. As we embrace the blessings God has poured out on our communities, while confronting the challenges with unwavering resolve and biblical wisdom. In Grand Saline, the volunteer fire department, ever the backbone of community safety, hosted an open house Tuesday morning and recruited an impressive 25 new members, many young families committing to selfless service as an expression of Christian love for neighbors, per Mark 12:31. With training sessions covering wildfire prevention tactics suited to our piney woods, advanced CPR certification using the latest AED equipment, and comprehensive storm preparedness drills for tornado season. First Baptist Church's midweek prayer meeting Tuesday evening focused on igniting national revival, with pastor leading a deep dive into Daniel's bold intercession in chapter 9 for Israel's moral and spiritual restoration, applying it to America's current cultural battles against secularism, drawing nearly 350 congregants who lifted fervent prayers for God's guidance in electing leaders who fear Him. USDA Rural Development grants announced Tuesday are directly supporting local ranchers still recovering from summer floods, providing funds for rebuilding barns with reinforced structures, mending miles of fencing to contain livestock, repairing livestock pens damaged by high water, and installing new water troughs to ensure clean hydration, all showcasing the resilience of our faith-filled farmers who trust in God's provision even in adversity, per Philippians 4:19. The high school FFA chapter's fall livestock show preparations are in high gear for this weekend's event, with a standout swine project teaching students the biblical principle of dominion over creation in Genesis 1:28 through responsible animal husbandry, including daily feeding routines, health checks, and market preparation that connect practical skills to God's design for stewardship. In Canton, faith and fortitude shine brightly under God's grace, like the morning sun over the piney woods. Partly cloudy skies at 66 degrees make it ideal for outdoor worship services on the town square, or Bible studies under the oaks. The hard-won defeat of the proposed reservoir project continues to safeguard generational farms from government eminent domain grabs, upholding the biblical concept of land as inheritance from the Lord and rejecting urban overreach that disregards rural livelihoods. TXDOT crews wrapped up resurfacing on FN 1651 and Highway 19 just in time for holiday travel, ensuring safe roads for church vans and family trips while prioritizing practical infrastructure over burdensome federal green mandates like forced electric vehicle stations that ignore rural realities and increase costs for hardworking Texans. Canton's famous Trade Days wrapped up a record-breaking weekend on Sunday, drawing thousands to celebrate American-made goods, handcrafted oak furniture built to last generations, patriotic artwork featuring eagles and flags with In God We Trust, hand-stitched quilts patterned after Bible stories, and genuine leather goods stamped with crosses, all supporting free enterprise as God's design for prosperity over globalist trade deals that ship jobs overseas. The event's gospel music stage was a highlight, with local choirs belting out timeless hymns like Victory in Jesus and Great is Thy Faithfulness, lifting spirits, leading spontaneous altar calls and reminding attendees of salvation's joy across generations. Canton High School's Eagles football team secured a thrilling victory Friday night under the lights, with coaches emphasizing unity and teamwork as the body of Christ, per 1 Corinthians 12:12, using post-game devotionals on perseverance from James 1 to shape young men's character for life's bigger battles beyond the gridiron. First Baptist Men's Ministry hosted a robust Wednesday prayer breakfast, diving into Joshua's courageous leadership in conquering Canaan to equip modern fathers and husbands with biblical boldness against cultural drift on issues like family roles and moral absolutes. Canton's FFA beekeeping initiative harvested golden honey sold at church fundraisers, educating youth on God's intricate ecosystem, the importance of pollinators, and sustainable agriculture without chemical overdependence. A veteran's job fair held Wednesday at the community center connected dozens of service members with local employers in trades like carpentry, plumbing, and HVAC, honoring their skills and sacrifice. A local pastor's podcast on biblical family values exploded in listenership this week, countering secular narratives with episodes on godly manhood, submissive wives, per Ephesians 5, and raising children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Plans for the November Heritage Festival include multiple gospel choir performances to celebrate our roots. The Christian Counseling Center expanded marriage workshops, per Ephesians 5, offering sessions on communication, conflict resolution, intimacy God's way, and building homes on the rock of Christ. In Mineola, hope and history unite under the banner of Christ, mostly sunny with highs of 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Perfect for flag-lined streets waving Old Glory and the Christian flag side by side. State Senator Brian Hughes continues to champion legislation protecting voluntary school prayer, defending First Amendment rights against aggressive secular policies that seek to silence faith in public spaces. The City Council made significant progress Wednesday on funding a new community center dedicated to family events. Prioritizing faith-based gatherings like vacation Bible schools, youth rallies with evangelists, marriage retreats, and Bible studies for all ages. Preparations for the upcoming Nature Fest are in full swing, featuring kid-friendly fishing derbies at the lake, guided nature walks identifying God's handiwork in flora and fauna, and wildlife conservation seminars per Genesis 2:15's command to tend the garden. With Texas A&M AgriLife Extension agents advising on planting native wildflowers for sustainable yards that attract pollinators and reduce water use, First Christian Church's food pantry drive served over 300 families Wednesday, operating on James 2:17's truth that faith without works is dead, with volunteers not only delivering groceries and hygiene kits, but also praying with recipients and sharing the gospel. The Mineola Jackets football team is gearing up for Friday's big game, holding a spirited Wednesday pep rally complete with Philippians 2:3 devotionals on considering others better than oneself for true humility and team success. A historic church bell was rededicated Wednesday in a moving ceremony, symbolizing the enduring faith heritage of our town, drawing hundreds for a community hymn sing of classics like Amazing Grace. Boy Scouts earned merit badges in first aid Wednesday evening, preparing them to serve neighbors in emergencies with skills that save lives, reflecting the Good Samaritan parable. New state grants announced Wednesday created 20 mechanics jobs at a local auto repair expansion, boosting the economy with family wage positions in essential trades. A veteran support group expanded counseling services Wednesday for PTSD and career transitions, partnering with churches for biblical counseling. Local churches launched teen mentorship programs using Proverbs wisdom to guide youth through cultural pressures on gender identity, sexuality, and moral relativism, pointing them to Christ as the way, truth, and life. The public library's children's section highlighted pioneer stories Wednesday, inspiring kids with tales of faith-driven settlers who prayed over Texas independence and trusted God through hardships. The Wednesday Farmers Market promoted heirloom produce like purple hull peas and okra, resisting corporate GMO agriculture with organic methods that honor God's natural design. South to Tyler, the Rose City radiates with faith and southern hospitality. Mostly sunny with a high of 66 degrees Fahrenheit, perfect for strolling the Rose Gardens in prayer. Ongoing I-20 rail safety forums continue to protect private property rights from overreaching expansions. Respecting biblical land inheritance principles, the city's $219.3 million budget, passed with conservative fiscal restraint, allocates funds for new police vehicles equipped with the latest technology to keep streets safe without defund nonsense. College Avenue road construction is on schedule to preserve historic charm while improving traffic flow for local cafes, bookstores, and churches. A beloved Christian art exhibit closed Wednesday after a successful run, showcasing dozens of faith-inspired works, including hand-carved wooden crosses inlaid with gold leaf, oil paintings of biblical scenes like the prodigal son, and sculptures depicting David and Goliath to encourage overcoming giants through faith. Stephen F. Austin State University's marching band held intense rehearsals Wednesday for their upcoming London New Year's Parade performance, practicing patriotic marches like the Eyes of Texas to showcase Texas pride on the world stage. State THC regulations were tightened Wednesday to target illegal street distribution while preserving medical access, balancing public safety and personal freedom. Green Acres Baptist Church's Wednesday evening service pursued spiritual revival, per Joel 2:28's promise of pouring out His Spirit, with thousands in attendance praying for America, leading to dozens of altar calls for salvation and rededication. Rose Queen candidates, exemplifying Proverbs 31 virtues, volunteered Wednesday at area soup kitchens, serving meals with smiles and modesty as role models for young ladies. Booming oil production in the Permian is funding church missions and local outreach, sending teams to Haiti for orphanage building and evangelism. Local manufacturers broke ground Wednesday on a new facility, adding 50 jobs in precision tool production, celebrating with a prayer dedication. A prominent Christian school empowered parents Wednesday with a seminar on faith-based education, per Proverbs 22:6, training up children in the way they should go, with curriculum integrating creation science, constitutional originalism, and biblical worldview. The Chamber of Commerce's job fair Wednesday connected veterans with employers in construction, energy sector, and healthcare, honoring their service with meaningful opportunities. East to Longview, a bustling hub of faith, industry, and East Texas grit. Mostly sunny at 66 degrees Fahrenheit, ideal for midday worship or lunch break Bible studies. The arson investigation into a series of warehouse fires concluded with an arrest on Wednesday, with area churches praising swift justice and offering rewards that aided the case. A missing elderly resident was located safe Wednesday, thanks to community vigilance and prayer chains, per Mark 12:31's command to love neighbor as self. The Alzheimer's Alliance expanded funding Wednesday for elder care, per Leviticus 19:32, adding music therapy programs to bring joy and memory recall. Eastman Chemical's massive expansion project broke ground Wednesday, promising hundreds of high-paying jobs that will benefit local diners, retailers, and tithing to churches. The animal shelter hosted a successful adoption event Wednesday, pairing dozens of pets with loving families, per Proverbs 12:10's call for kindness to animals. The Longview Lobos football team is prepping for Friday, with Ephesians 6, Armor of God prayers for protection and victory. Mauberly Baptist Church's 150th anniversary celebration featured powerful Wednesday sermons on perseverance through trials, with guest evangelists calling for repentance. A stirring Medal of Honor recipient parade rolled through downtown Wednesday, stirring deep patriotism with floats, bands, and flyovers honoring living legends. The steel mill announced 100 new hires Wednesday to meet demand, countering economic challenges with Proverbs 14:23 diligence. Community gardens donated truckloads of fresh produce to food banks Wednesday, teaching self-sufficiency classes alongside nutrition tips rooted in God's whole foods. Across the breadth of East Texas, the body of Christ unites us in purpose and love. In Bullard, a massive Veterans Day parade Tuesday honored heroes with F-16 flyovers, speeches from Medal of Honor recipients, and schoolchildren waving flags. Lufkin's Historic Pines Theater screened wholesome family films Wednesday, like The Ten Commandments, to packed houses, reinforcing biblical values. Big Sandy's Landmark Church held revival services marking 170 years, with multiple baptisms in the creek, symbolizing new life in Christ. ARP High School students unveiled patriotic murals Wednesday with embedded scripture verses on school walls. Hawkins City Council funded new police cruisers Wednesday, firmly rejecting defund the police ideologies that endanger communities. Panola College expanded nursing programs with scholarships announced Wednesday for faith-motivated students. Jacksonville's Neches River cleanups Wednesday demonstrated stewardship, with volunteers reciting Genesis 1 while removing tons of debris. Palestine's Veterans Memorial hosted a solemn ceremony Wednesday, with prayers, 21 gun salutes, and flag presentations. Nacogdoches swiftly repaired a major waterline break Wednesday after a weekend rupture, restoring service without rate hikes. Kilgore's world-famous Rangerettes performed a halftime show Wednesday, uplifting spirits at a college game. Henderson's County Fair wrapped up Wednesday, teaching 4-H youth responsibility through animal judging competitions. Athens Farmers Markets supported growers Wednesday with heirloom crops like okra and purple whole peas. Gilmer defended Second Amendment rights at a packed rally Wednesday with constitutional scholars as guest speakers. Marshall planned elaborate nativity-focused Christmas lights Wednesday with live actor scenes depicting the birth of Christ. Parthage's natural gas royalties funded school upgrades Wednesday, like state-of-the-art computer labs for STEM with biblical integration. Quitman's fishing tournaments aided conservation Wednesday with lake restocking efforts and catch-and-release education. Lindale's outdoor concerts featured patriotic artists Wednesday, like a Lee Greenwood tribute singing God Bless the USA. Mount Pleasant's poultry processing plants expanded exports Wednesday, boosting hundreds of jobs at family-owned farms. Rusk Hospital volunteers prayed bedside with patients Wednesday, per Matthew 25:36, bringing comfort and the gospel. White House's community park hosted family game nights Wednesday, with cornhole tournaments and picnics under the stars. Gladewater's Oil Museum educated school groups Wednesday on energy heritage with interactive drilling exhibits. East Texas lives this truth daily through our unwavering faith in Jesus Christ, unapologetic patriotism for the greatest nation on earth, and genuine neighborly love that reflects the Savior's command, shining as a beacon of hope and righteousness in a world that often strays far from God's perfect will. Stay tuned to RevelationRadio.net for the most comprehensive, unfiltered, uncensored, most truthful news reporting in all of East Texas.